Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I am your host, Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 5th to 12th of January 2017. We've got an Oculus lawsuit, cloud-based gaming, Steam reaches new record, top sellers of 2017, PEA in trouble, and esports ransom attack. A lawsuit filed in 2014 between influential studio owner ZeniMax and Oculus has finally commenced in a Texas court. ZeniMax claims John Carmack, who worked on VR tech while employed by the company, took some of that information with him when he moved to Oculus, leading to an accusation of misappropriating trade secrets. Oculus is dismissing the case as a waste of time, saying they are disappointed that another company is using wasteful litigation to attempt to take credit for technology that it did not have the vision, expertise, or patience to build. In other VR news, HTC says the Vive will go wireless in the middle of the year, with a third-party hardware add-on called TP-Cast that will cost $250. It claims a 1.5-hour battery life and will deliver 2K resolution at 90Hz, with a less than 2-millisecond latency. HTC also announced a tracker accessory, which can be attached to any object to turn it into something whose motion can be identified by the system. Tim Sweeney of Epic Games is claiming the Vive is outselling the Oculus Rift 2-1. He says this is due to the Vive being an open-source system, as opposed to the Rift's walled garden approach. Sweeney did not reveal the source of his statistics, and has been known to much prefer the Vive over other headsets. Nvidia has announced a revamp of the paid, cloud-based streaming service GeForce Now, where you can play games that are rendered by a server instead of on your local machine. You can choose to have your game rendered on a GTX 1060 or 1080 base system, and streams at 1080p with 60fps. It will cost $25 for nearly 23 hours of play on a 1060 system, or just over 10 hours on a 1080 system. If you register now, you can get 1,000 free credits, which will give you 8 or 4 hours of gameplay depending on the system you choose. The community has already reacted, saying the costs are prohibitive as you also have to buy the game on top of paying for the stream. The Independent Games Festival has announced its 2016 finalists. The awards honor the most influential, innovative, and acclaimed indie games. Categories include the Best Student Design Game, Best Audio, Excellence in Design, Excellence in Narrative, Excellence in Visual Art, Nuovo Award, Seamus McNally Grand Prize, and the Audience Award, which the public can vote upon. The winners will be announced and also playable at the Game Developers Conference, San Francisco, in early March. Steam broke its concurrent user record on January 7th, reaching 14.2 million users online at the same time. During that period, Dota 2 had the highest concurrent player count at 950,000. 2012's Steam record was 5 million users, and 2015's was 12 million. The total number of active Steam users totals at 125 million. Following on from last week's story, the numbers have now come in and provide some detail on the best-selling Steam games in 2016. The winner was Civilization VI, which earned $78.9 million. The second was GTA V, making $73.6 million. And the third was CSGO, with $67.1 million. The figures do not actually represent new owners, with the most popular game in that respect being CSGO at 6.7 new owners, followed by Rocket League at 2.6 million and Garry's Mod at 2.3 million. Civilization VI only had 1.5 million new owners, ranking 11th, and behind Civilization V, which had an extra 100,000 copies sold. The total revenue for Steam games totaled $3.5 billion, including Steam keys bought from third-party sites and physical copies. A Steam beta update allows you to use Xbox controllers for any game you wish. This comes on top of the PlayStation 4 controller support, and also adds support for generic X-input gamepads. Corey May, veteran game director and scriptwriter, has moved to 2K Games California from indie developer Certain Affinity. During a decade at Ubisoft Montreal, ending in 2014, he oversaw the narrative direction of the Assassin's Creed series and Prince of Persia: Two Thrones. It is unclear as to what he is working on at the moment. Tibia, the MMO mostly comprised of the classic mix of Brazilian and Polish players, has passed 20 years of operation. Only 6% of its player base is from North America. The developers say they are still not running out of ideas for the game, and they are grateful their student project has grown into such a hit. Two of the Project Valerie triple monitor laptops were stolen from the consumer electronics show Razer booth on the 8th, and the company is offering a $25,000 reward for those with information regarding the theft. Razer say they take the crime very seriously and are not ruling out industrial espionage. However, some are regarding the incident as a publicity stunt, citing the fact that due to being concept machines, the extra monitors appear to be glued on and would actually fall off if the machine were to be picked up. In game release and update news, MMORPG Wildstar's endgame will be revamped in February update, adding engaging, high-end content as well as a variety of incredible new systems focused at endgame players, according to developer Carbine Studios. A new skill tree will be added for high-level players, allowing them to gain new abilities and stat increases, including the three new stats being added. The game will also incorporate a difficulty scaling feature, allowing you to make easier levels harder with better rewards. Project Cars 2 is likely to release around September this year, according to Slightly Mad Studios. It will be crowdfunded like the first game, and introduce new sports, including Rallycross. The developers also say the game won't leave out any of the famous car brands like they did in the current installment, which lacked cars from Ferrari, Porsche, and Lamborghini. Heavy Gear Assault, an FPS about warring mech warriors, has entered into Steam Early Access for $34. The game is expected to be finished in December and currently includes matchmaking, customization, and a smattering of maps with single-player and co-op features planned. Pixel-aesthetic roguelike Catacomb Kids has added a new winter environment, bows and arrows, and co-op. The update also brings new ways to die, including spat upon by ghosts and torn apart by winged beasts while caught in a bear trap and desperately fumbling for a potion. Official XCOM 2 mod Long War 2 has been announced. The team behind the mod, as well as the original Long War for XCOM, Enemy Unknown, has been rebranded as Pavonis Interactive, and were hired by developers Firaxis to provide post-launch content. Arcade platformer shoot-em-up Bleed 2 has been announced and will release on February 8th for $10. The original game was a big hit among fans of the genre, and features frantic sci-fi action with a focus on dodging, parrying, and reflecting attacks. Hideki Kamiya-directed game Scalebound from Microsoft Studios and Platinum Games has been cancelled, following serious development trouble and game engine issues. The title was to be a third-person RPG where you could switch between the human character and his dragon companion, and was highly anticipated after its 2014 announcement. All references, trailers, and images are being removed by Microsoft from the internet where they can. 90s-style pixel art point-and-click adventure game Milkmaids of the Milky Way has released on Steam. The novel title is set partly in Norway and partly in space, and is narrated entirely by rhyming couplets. It includes themes of the past, life, death, time, and finding your own place in the universe. After the abandonment of the first iteration, a new team has released a mod for Just Cause 3 that enables hundreds of people to play together on the same server. Creators Nanos say the mod might be available on Steam after the current beta period, and should release in full this month. Abstract speedrunning platformer Standby has released, featuring minimalist levels bound by time constraints. It comes from the creator of Barrier X and has a playable demo. Sega has registered two domains, Shenmue Remastered and ShenmueHD.com. In May last year, the company said they were looking into re-releasing the first two games, but there were complications that would have to be overcome. Shenmue 3 was funded through Kickstarter in 2015 and is set to be released in December this year. Much-hyped sandbox MMO title Landmark, also known as EverQuest Next Landmark, will be shut down on February 21st. The game has been removed from purchase after 6 months of release. Daybreak Games will retain all data and will not allow fan-based servers. Elder Scrolls Online might be getting a location for Morrowind after a map of the island Vardenfell was found on the game's files. A size comparison reveals the area will be the biggest PvE zone in the game so far. 3D submarine exploration game Diluvian has set its most recent release date as February 2nd. The game uses a faster-than-light-like crew management system as you explore a futuristic ocean. It shares similarities with Wing Commander and Freelancer, and includes trading, treasure, and a distinct lack of oxygen. Launch price is $18. World War I sim Verdun has added the Highlander Squad in its latest update. The Scottish troops come with a 5-round Enfield rifle and are suited to aggressive scouting roles, all while wearing their traditional kilts. Medieval combat game For Honor, from Ubisoft, will be running another closed beta test between the 26th and 29th of January. The test will focus on balancing the three factions, Samurai, Knights, and Vikings. Participation is through selection after sign-up using a Uplay account. The latest DLC for The Sims 4 will allow you to become a vampire, make other people become vampires, stay a healthy vampire, and turn your house into a gothic masterpiece. It also adds a new world, Forgotten Hollow, which has an extended nighttime. First-person mystery title All the Delicate Duplicates will release on February 17th for $8. It's about a computer engineer who receives some mysterious objects from his aunt and then proceeds into a narrative in which time itself bends, flexes, and sometimes duplicates. It shares an atmosphere with Firewatch and Gone Home and will have a VR option. The latest Gears of War update will include two new maps, first introduced in Gears of War 2. The maps are playable right now for those with a season pass, and will enter public rotation for the 17th. It also adds 280 new cards and 260 weapon skins. For those of you on Linux, Civilization VI will be coming to the platform in the next few weeks. The port is being managed by Espio Media, who say the game is by far the most requested by the Linux community. They also say, besides daily inquiries asking for Civilization VI, we've also received 12 dozen warm chocolate chip cookies as well as squishy Linux penguin toys for the entire office. In esports news, the team-owned Professional Esports Association has retracted plans to host their first CSGO tournament series after most of the teams decided to play in the ESL Pro League instead. The PEA was founded by the teams themselves to share more profit among the players and provide them with things like health insurance. However, it also restricted the teams from playing in the ESL League. This CSGO tournament was its only planned event for this year and brings into question the future of the organization. The teams that voted to play in the EPL instead of the PEA were Cloud9, CounterLogic Gaming, Immortals, NRG Esports, Team Liquid, and Team Solo Mid. Esports veteran Scott Smith says some of the players might have been naive when they signed their PEA contracts, and the industry might now be at a point where it's just too big for trust alone to reasonably protect everyone's interests. League of Legends is expanding the amount of champions you can ban during competitive matches up to 10 overall. This will allow teams to better disrupt each other's strategies and also be more careful about revealing their strategies through the heroes they ban. It will create a more diverse champion lineup and will give the teams who are good at coming up with a plan dynamically a better chance at winning. 1.5 million accounts have been leaked from the Esports Entertainment Association after they refused to pay a $100,000 ransom to an unidentified party. The ESEA, one of the biggest CSGO communities in the world, say they have worked to improve security and have alerted both users and authorities. The information leaked consists of usernames, emails, private messages, IP addresses, mobile numbers, forum posts, hashed answers, and hashed secret question answers. The association says all the passwords were encrypted using bcrypt hashing, meaning they will need to be cracked before they can be used. The first ESL Dota 2 event this year took place in Malaysia, with 8 teams competing for a $250,000 prize pool. US team Digital Chaos came out on top, winning against Chinese team Newbie 3-2 and taking home $125,000. The Overwatch Winter Premiere runs until the 12th, pitching 8 teams in a round-robin format for $100,000. The Grand Finals will take place at the end of January, with the 4 remaining teams competing. Despite qualifying, teams Cloud9 and Fnatic have dropped out of the tournament. Team Rogue won the CSGO Season 23 Global Premiere Challenge in Burbank, California, taking home $18,000 and a place in the Season 5 ESL Pro League. Burrito Esports beat District 69 in a best-of-7 match during the first-ever Paladins Invitational at the Hi-Rez Expo in Atlanta. The team won $150,000. Also at the Hi-Rez Expo, Team NRG are once again the victors of the Smite World Championship, winning 3-1 against Obey Alliance and netting $500,000 out of the $1 million prize pool. The top 10 sellers on Steam this week were GTA 5, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, The Binding of Isaac, Afterbirth Plus, Astroneer, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, Game of the Year Edition, Planet Coaster, H1Z1, King the Hill, Ark, Survival Evolved, Civilization 6, and Rainbow Six Siege. And finally, my favourite story of the week was that Elite Dangerous players have finally had their first contact with real, live aliens. Artifacts and crashed ships of unknown origin have already been found within the expansive space sim, but by carrying a certain cargo to a certain location, you can experience a scripted first contact event, featuring a massive, organic-designed ship complete with strange lights and booming, throbbing sounds. But seriously though, you have to hear them. They're amazing. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have two links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for email updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at 7_D_G and leave a like on the Facebook page. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, TuneIn, and basically every other podcast service you can think of, and YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show. And please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.